From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hundreds of people, including family, friends, and admirers, gathered Wednesday for a memorial service for Heather Heyer, the woman who was killed Saturday when a car was driven into a crowd of protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia. Police allege a suspected neo-Nazi was driving the car. He has been charged with second-degree murder. Her mother, Susan Breaux, spoke at the gathering.
And I think the reason that what happened to Heather has struck a chord is because we know that what she did is achievable. We don't all have to die. We don't all have to sacrifice our lives. They tried to kill my child to shut her up. Well, guess what? You just magnified her.
President Trump continues to face a barrage of criticism for his contention that both white supremacists and counter-protesters were to blame for the deadly violence that erupted last weekend in Charlottesville. On Wednesday, the president announced that he had dissolved two business advisory committees composed of top American corporate executives after at least seven CEOs announced they were resigning from the councils because of his remarks. In announcing her resignation from Trump's manufacturing jobs initiative before he disbanded it, Campbell Soup CEO Denise Morrison said, "Racism and murder are unequivocally reprehensible and are not morally equivalent to anything else that happened in Charlottesville. I believe the president should have been and still needs to be unambiguous on that point." You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. A United Nations representative in Sierra Leone said Wednesday he is losing hope that rescuers will find survivors after deadly mudslides in Sierra Leone's capital killed more than 300 people. Sunil Sagal, the UN resident coordinator for Sierra Leone, told the British broadcaster Sky News he believes rescue operations will soon cease as the hope of finding further survivors diminishes. Kenya's opposition leader says he will go to the Supreme Court to challenge the results of last weekend's presidential election, in which Uhuru Kenyatta, the incumbent, was declared the winner. Raila Odinga also said the opposition will preach peace, but reserves the right to assemble and protest. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig reports.
University of Nairobi lecturer Herman Manyora believes going to court is the best move for Odinga and NASA.
I think this will be the best option because then first of all it deals with the anxiety in the country, the tension it will ease, and 14 or so days when he's in the court is enough for people to heal, for people to act out of thinking and not out of emotions. So it's like you buy time even for grief, to go through grief, but it's also much better because then you put your case forward in an environment that allows you to do so systematically.
Odinga also left the door open to future demonstrations.
We will preach peace, as we have done so. And we will uphold our rights to assemble and protest.
The Electoral Commission says Kenyatta won the election with 54.3% of the vote, beating Odinga's 44.8%. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
A U.S. service member was killed and other U.S. and Afghan forces were injured during a military operation against Islamic State militants in eastern Afghanistan. The U.S. military said the incident happened during a joint operation against Islamic State militants in Afghanistan. The wounded were evacuated for treatment. The military released no further details. A judge in California on Wednesday sentenced a defendant in the 2014 murder and robbery of a Chinese engineering student to life in prison without parole. Andrew Garcia is one of four people charged with the murder of Xinran Zhi, a graduate student at the University of Southern California. Some of Zhi's relatives came from Beijing and tearfully read statements in the courtroom before Garcia was sentenced. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.